Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, December 8th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up a penny and a quarter at 587 and a quarter. March wheat down 14 cents, 794 and a half, and Jan beans up 10 and three quarter cents at 1261. Of note, the dollar was down 49 ticks at 95.88. The beans opened up lower, rallied 24 cents off the opening lows. I think people may be a little bit excited about the Chinese business. We had another 130,000 metric tons sold to China this morning. But these 130,000 numbers, the 160s, the 220s, whatever the numbers are, it's not the kind of numbers we need to be seeing out here. And I think this rally was just guys buying beans and selling wheat. But the wheat market down 14 cents. There's talk about COVID out there. There's talk about rains coming in to the plains next week. So we'll have to see. But the long-term forecasts for the plains are certainly pretty dry out there. So I think, you know, if we get anything of a neutral to friendly report, the funds will be right back in to buy the wheat in the morning. Corn just kind of chopped around all day. It opened a little bit lower, closed a little bit higher. Really didn't see much here today. Everybody's waiting for the report tomorrow. We're expecting the carryouts to be a little bit lower in corn, a little bit higher in beans. I think the net is the USDA may not make changes at all and leave everybody kind of flat-footed out here. But if there are big changes, obviously these markets are very susceptible, particularly the corn with the corn long, 350,000 contracts. I think that's a problem out here. So we've got the farmer long, we've got the funds long, and that generally doesn't make for a bull market. Now, if they were to add big numbers to ethanol usage, then maybe there's a case out here. But on the other hand, the corn isn't breaking. We need to close over 602 to really give a big boost to this market. But overall, I'm still very concerned with the farmer long and the funds long. That's really about it. We know that the long-term weather for the plains is dry. Like I said, I think that'll be supportive. The beans, I see big Brazilian crops out here, Argentina in a little bit better shape. I really don't see any problems with the beans. I see the biggest problem being the export situation, which I think is pretty low. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-Hedge.